We just had the most fascinating conversation off the air with all kinds of words being thrown around. It is time for Sarah's Winky Corner. Today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 to 8, you'll get 2 eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee. And a deal, just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. For a banger of a Winky Corner, Sarah, what do you have for us today?
Well, tonight's a big night on television.
Banger,
do you know why?
Banger of a night. No, I don't know why.
This is something that I know for a fact.
Some stupid award show.
You probably never watched it. I don't think you've ever probably watched this.
Something to do with baseball.
Yes.
Yes.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So cancel my plans.
Yeah, can't tune it on. DVR it. Okay. Maybe you can, you know, skip through the commercials.
Right.
And you can just sit there and watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. So have you ever watched the All-Star Game?
No.
No, of course not.
No.
Okay, so did you ever watch the Home Run Derby? Because
no.
That was last night.
Okay, nope.
No. Okay.
Nope.
So the All-Star Game
intentionally watched a baseball game on television in my life.
On television, right.
Which, I've been to the Red Wings. I love the Red Wings.
No, you love the trains at the Red Wings.
I love the Red Wings.
And the trains. Most of
the trains,
though.
But I love the Red Wings.
Okay. So the All-Star Game is also known as the Midsummer Classic.
Is it ever?
It is.
Sounds like a golf tournament.
It kind of does, right? So it's an annual professional baseball game sanctioned by Major League Baseball and contested between the All-Stars from the American League and the National League. Starting fielders are selected by fans. What?
I don't think people could hear that I just sighed.
I think they could. I think they heard it loud and clear.
Okay.
Pitchers are selected by managers and reserves are selected by players and managers. The game is usually played on the second or third Tuesday in July and is meant to mark the symbolic halfway point of the Major League Baseball season. Halfway there. Yeah. So the first All-Star game was held on July 6th, 1933.
Wow.
At Comiskey Park in Chicago as part of the 1933 World's Fair.
Yeah.
And it was created by the sports editor of the Chicago Tribune.
Oh, okay.
Initially, it was intended to be a one-time event, but its success resulted in making the contest an annual one. People loved it.
They loved it.
From 1959 to 1962, there were 2 All-Star Games held each season in order to increase the money going to the players' pension fund.
There you go.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of them when they retire, you know?
This practice ended.
Derek Jeter, what's he going to do?
Yeah, don't make hardly enough money while they're working.
He's a greeter at Walmart, I hear, down
yeah,
in Florida.
I think so.
Yeah.
So this practice ended after the owners agreed to give the players a larger share of the income from a single game.
Oh, isn't it?
Okay, so Major League Baseball chooses the venue for the All-Star Game. The criteria for venue selection is subjective. Generally, cities with new ballparks or those who have not hosted the game in many years or ever tend to get selected.
Okay.
Over time, this has resulted in certain cities being selected to host more often than others. Cleveland Stadium and the original Yankee Stadium have each hosted 4 All-Star Games, the most of any venue.
What is the Cleveland one? It was Progressive Field, right? I just drove by it over the weekend.
This just says Cleveland Stadium.
It's where the
Indians play.
No, Sarah.
I mean not the Indians. The what are they now?
I can't remember. I drove by it right after they changed the name.
Yeah,
and
oh my gosh,
they still had Indians up.
There,
and then when I came back, they changed it to whatever the Cosmonauts or something.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Text us 222-4000.
Yeah. So and New York City has hosted more games than any other city, having done so 9 times in 5 different stadiums.
Wow. Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Rays are currently the only club yet to host an All-Star game.
Come on, Tampa
so
Bay.
Sorry, Tampa.
Yeah.
Since 1934, the managers of the game are the managers of the previous year's league pennant winners and World Series clubs.
I don't understand anything you're saying.
It's okay. You don't need to.
Okay.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
The coaching staff for each team is selected by its manager. The All-Star Game roster size for each league was 18 starting in 1933. But since 2018, there have been 34 players on each team's roster. One continuing controversy of the player selection process is the rule that each team has to have at least one representative on its league's All-Star roster. So,
okay.
There.
Yeah, thanks.
You were totally not even paying attention.
Well, people were texting and I was texting them back.
Sure. So from 2003 until 2016, the league that won the All-Star Game was awarded home field advantage for the World Series. But since 2017, home field advantage has been awarded to the team that has the better regular season record. But there is some incentive for the players.
Okay.
Because each of the 32 players on the winning team gets $20,000.
That's...
Which is... kind of pocket change to them, I think.
I know.
You know, their $1 million contracts, $20,000. But, you know, it's a nice little extra.
I'd take $20,000.
Nice little bonus.
Yeah.
Each All-Star player also receives 6 tickets to the game. Hey,
that's
nice. So their friends and family can go and see. First class airfare, but the best.
We give away 4 packs.
Yeah.
Hear the radio. Come on.
Well, I'm sure that they're like good seats.
What do we give away?
We give away good seats too, but I mean, like, these are like box. I don't really know. I don't know.
Yeah, box seats.
Yeah, so they also get hotel accommodations, meal allowances, a $1,000 cash stipend, and an undisclosed gift from either the American or National League.
Okay.
Yeah, some players have contract clauses that entitle them to bonuses if they are selected for the All-Star Game.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So 91 All-Star Games have been played, with the American League leading with 47 wins. Since 1988, the American League has dominated, winning 27 times, including a 13-game unbeaten streak from 1997 until 2009. What are you laughing about?
A text just came in from a Jeff from Ontario.
Oh.
And he says it's the Gargantuans, which I know it's not, because everybody else just texted and said Guardians. But
Gargantuans. I like that.
It's
better. That too. It is.
And Jeff gets the point.
So the longest All-Star game in terms of innings lasted 15 innings, which has occurred twice, in 1967 and 2008, the latter of which was the longest game with a total time of 4 hours and 50 minutes.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Really? Almost 5 hours isn't too bad?
Well, the longest professional baseball game is the Red Wings, and what was that? That lasted until four in the morning.
Yeah, that was super long.
That's a long game.
So the player with the most All-Star game appearances is Hank Aaron with 25.
Yeah.
Willie Mays, Steve Garvey, Gary Carter, Cal Ripken Jr., and Mike Trout are all tied for the most All-Star game MVP awards with 2 each.
All right.
And the only player to ever win the All-Star Game MVP and the World Series MVP in the same season was Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, in the year 2000.
He's nothing he can't do.
I had to get him. I had to mention him at least once.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the MLB All-Star Game, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song by Junior Walker in the All-Stars.
Yeah?
He plays Shotgun.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, come on. Junior Walker and the All-Stars. It's Shotgun and Legends 102.7. Sarah Duramon is why we just play that record.
Because we were talking about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which is tonight.
Tonight on the television. What network's carrying that?
You know what? I was just looking that up. I want to say Fox, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Do you want us to wait while you look it up?
Nope.
Okay. Let's recap 3 things we must
look it up on the TV guide.
Okay.
I don't know.
On the TV guide. All right. 3 things we must talk about, take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. The first All-Star Game was held in 1933 as part of the Chicago World's Fair.
The Tampa Bay Rays, the only club yet to host an All-Star Game.
And Derek Jeter is the only player to win the All-Star Game and World Series MVP in the same year.
Forgive me if you said this. Where is tonight's game?
It's in Seattle.
Seattle.
Yes.
Seattle, home of Fraser Crane.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, wonderful. Folks want to learn more about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
There you go. And for all the hardcore baseball fans, I mean, no disrespect. I'm just not a baseball person. I love going to the ballpark, though. I love going to the Red Wings. There's something about being in the stadium. There's something about a summer night. There's something about baseball that way. I get it. Watching a TV, nah. Listening to it on the radio, No. I'll just go to bed. But that's it for me.
I'm planning on watching it. I'm sure it'll be a good game.
Yeah. Will you let me know who wins?
Because I'm sure you care.
I do. I do.
I know you do.
Deeply. Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Yes.
And can it not be about baseball?
We'll see.
All right. Thank you.
I should do a whole baseball theme week. Ooh, that'd be like your worst nightmare.
You should have done that last week. All right, traffic and weather coming up next on Legends 102.7.